Lesson 46, The Book of Mormon, Another Testament of Jesus Christ, Christmas Lesson, from the Primary 4 Manual, Book of Mormon. Purpose, to teach the children that the Book of Mormon is a second witness of Jesus Christ. Preparation. 1. Prayerfully review 1 Nephi, chapter 10, verse 4, 1 Nephi, chapter 11, verses 13, 15, and 18. 2 Nephi, chapter 25, verse 19. 2 Nephi, chapter 29, verse 8. Mosiah, chapter 3, verse 5. Alma, chapter 7, verse 10. Helaman, chapter 14, verses 2 through 5. Isaiah, chapter 7, verse 14. Matthew, chapter 1, verse 21. Matthew, chapter 2, verses 1 through 2 and 9 through 10. Matthew, chapter 20, verse 19. Luke, chapter 1, verse 35. Luke, chapter 2, verses 8 and 10 through 12. And John, chapter 3, verse 16. Then study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the scripture account. 2. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will involve the children and best help them achieve the purpose of the lesson. 3. Materials needed. A. A Book of Mormon for each child. B. A Bible. C. Name tags or scarves and shawls for the children to wear during the attention activity. D. Pictures 4-9, Jesus the Christ, Gospel Art Picture Kit 240, item number 62572. Picture 4-10, The Birth of Jesus, Gospel Art Picture Kit 200, item number 62116. Picture 4-21, King Benjamin Addresses His People, Gospel Art Picture Kit 307, item number 62298. Picture 4-42, Samuel the Lamanite on the Wall, Gospel Art Picture Kit 314, item number 62370. Picture 4-44, World Map. And Picture 4-45, Jesus Teaching in the Western Hemisphere, Gospel Art Picture Kit 316, item number 62380. Suggested lesson development. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity. Display the picture, The Birth of Jesus. Explain that the New Testament records the birth of Jesus in Jerusalem. The Book of Mormon is a second written witness of Jesus Christ and tells what happened in the Americas when he was born. Have four children take the parts of Lehi, 600 BC, King Benjamin, 124 BC, Alma, 83 BC, and Samuel the Lamanite, 6 BC. Have the children read each prophet's prophecy about the birth of Jesus Christ from the following references. Lehi, 1 Nephi, chapter 10, verse 4. King Benjamin, Mosiah, chapter 3, verse 5. Alma, Alma, chapter 7, verse 10. And Samuel the Lamanite, Helaman, chapter 14, verse 2. As each prophet is identified, let one child hold the picture of the prophet as another child reads the scripture. What signs of Jesus Christ's birth were given in Bethlehem? Luke, chapter 2, verses 6 through 14, and Matthew, chapter 2, verses 1 through 2. Which sign was seen in Bethlehem and in America? 3 Nephi, chapter 1, verse 21. What were the other signs given in America? 3 Nephi, chapter 1, verses 15 and 19. Scripture account. Using the pictures at appropriate times, teach the accounts of Jesus Christ's birth and mission as told in the Bible and the Book of Mormon. For suggested ways to teach the scripture accounts, see Teaching from the Scriptures. Emphasize that the Bible was written in and around Jerusalem, and the Book of Mormon was written thousands of miles from Jerusalem in America. Explain that the Bible and Book of Mormon were written by several different prophets. As passages are read or referred to, tell the children whether they were written by prophets in the Holy Land, as recorded in the Bible, or by Book of Mormon prophets from America. Discussion and application questions. Study the following questions and the scripture references as you prepare your lesson. Use the questions you feel will best help the children understand the scriptures and apply the principles in their lives. reading the references with the children in class will help them gain insights into the scriptures. 600 years before the Savior's birth, what did Nephi say the name of the Son of God would be? 2 Nephi, chapter 25, verse 19. What did Nephi and Isaiah prophesy about the Savior's mother? 1 Nephi, chapter 11, verses 13 and 18. Isaiah, chapter 7, verse 14. What did Alma prophesy would be the name of the mother of the Son of God? Alma, chapter 7, verse 10. Who was Jesus' father? Luke, chapter 1, verse 35. Heavenly Father. Who was Joseph? Joseph was Mary's husband. Explain that even though Heavenly Father was the father of both Jesus Christ's body and spirit, Joseph took care of Jesus and raised him as a father would raise a son. Just before the birth of Jesus, what did the angel tell Joseph to name the baby? Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. What signs did Samuel the Lamanite give about the birth of Jesus? Helaman chapter 14, verses 2 through 5. What signs were given in Jerusalem? Luke chapter 2, verses 8 and 10 through 12. Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 2 and 9 through 10. Why is it important that we have two scriptural witnesses of the birth and mission of Jesus Christ? 2 Nephi, chapter 29, verse 8. Why did Heavenly Father send His Son, Jesus Christ, to earth? 2 Nephi, chapter 9, verses 21 and 22. 3 Nephi, chapter 27, verses 13 through 14. John, chapter 3, verse 16. How does Heavenly Father want us to show our gratitude for Jesus Christ? Alma chapter 7, verses 23 through 24. Enrichment activities. You may use one or more of the following activities anytime during the lesson or as a review, summary, or challenge. 1. Let the children follow the example of Jesus Christ by choosing an individual gift of service to give to someone for Christmas. Give each child a pencil and a piece of paper to write about their gift and how they plan to give the service. 2. Ask the children to share family traditions that remind them of the birth and life of Jesus Christ. Younger children may like to draw a picture of their family participating in the tradition. 3. Display picture 4-9, Jesus the Christ, Gospel Art Picture Kit 240, item number 62572. Let each child tell a Christmas experience that helps him or her remember Jesus Christ throughout the year. 4. Compare some of the Savior's teachings in the Bible with those in the Book of Mormon, such as the following: Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, and 3 Nephi chapter 12, verse 16, Matthew chapter 7, verse 12, and 3 Nephi chapter 14, verse 12, and Matthew chapter 5, verse 44, and 3 Nephi chapter 12, verse 44. 5. The calendar included at the end of the lesson may be used in one or more of the following ways. Make a copy of the calendar for each child to color and take home as a gift for the family. This calendar could be used during the year as a reminder to follow Jesus Christ. Read the ideas to the children and let them choose some they want to do. Make a copy of the calendar and cut out each section. The children can choose those ideas they want to take home as reminders. Using the calendar as a pattern, have the children make their own calendars. Draw the calendar on a poster for display in the classroom. 6. Sing or read the words to Away in a Manger, Children's Songbook, page 42, or He Sent His Son, Children's Songbook, page 34. Conclusion. Testimony. Share your testimony that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Express gratitude for having the Bible and the Book of Mormon as witnesses of Jesus Christ's life and mission. Give the children an opportunity to express their feelings about the Savior and what He means to them. Challenge the children to take time during the Christmas season to think about Jesus Christ and all He has done for us. Suggested home reading. Suggest that the children study 1 Nephi chapter 11 verses 12 through 24. And 2 Nephi, chapter 29, verse 8, at home as a review of this lesson. Invite a child to give the closing prayer. Give loving service calendar. Monday, have some friends over for family home evening. Tuesday, visit the sick. Wednesday, really listen to someone. Thursday, forgive someone. Friday, give a sincere compliment. Saturday, call and cheer someone up. Sunday, write to a missionary. Monday, volunteer to do the dishes. Tuesday, make a treat for the bishopric. Wednesday, share your smile. Thursday, send a letter to someone. Friday, think good thoughts about someone. Saturday, take a meal to someone who is sick. Sunday, give someone a ride to church. Monday, share a talent. Tuesday, bake two and share one. Wednesday, hug someone. Thursday, read to a small child. Friday, try to understand someone's feelings. Saturday, make a new friend. Sunday, make someone feel welcome at church. Monday, share a treat for family home evening. Tuesday, tell a friend what you like about him or her. Wednesday, do someone a favor. Thursday, show someone you care. Friday, smile at a frowning face. Saturday, visit an elderly neighbor. Sunday, help a busy mother with her children at church. Monday, say I love you. Tuesday, clean your room without being asked. End of the calendar. End of Lesson 46, The Book of Mormon, Another Testament of Jesus Christ, Christmas Lesson, from the Primary 4 Manual, Book of Mormon.